Excellency, they are waiting for you below.
Thank you for coming so late. This way. Come into the cool room, Excellency.
Badul, more light.
Oh, of course.
Now, it may be nothing, but it may be...
Well, I didn't want to be the one responsible for...
For what?
Well, for not doing my duty to Tumen Bay, Excellency. I thought you'd want to see this.
Go on.
A body.
Tumen Bay has many bodies.
Not like this one. It arrived this morning, packed in ice, in a caravan from Alfarzi. It's quite far gone, but you can see what you have to see.
This way, please.
Two days ago, early in the morning, a soldier, we think he was a soldier from his uniform, though, as you can see, there's not much of it left, likely from one of the border garrisons, he stumbled into the town of Alfarzi, apparently screaming his head off. We think he may have been the last survivor.
The last survivor of what?
The border garrison. There had been some skirmishes with the local tribes.
Or a deserter?
Not likely, Excellency. Not with these wounds.
He walked into Alfarzi in this state. Apart from his screaming, did he say anything?
No, he couldn't. No tongue, you see. Or hands or feet. He must have crawled through the desert. What do you think, sir?
It didn't happen in battle. Someone took their time to do this. Mm. They took care of it to ensure he wouldn't die. You see, the wounds are cauterized.
That's what I thought. That's why I sent for you, Excellency.
Mm. Turn him over.
Badul?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes. I too wondered about that.
He's been branded. People are comforted by a sense of order in this world. The things that surround us. The walls of the houses. The streets. The people. The empires. They give us certainty. A sense of purpose. Gradually strip them away and you realize you're completely on your own. And everyone and everything is different to what you thought.
Thank you. Report any other strange occurrences to me.
Of course, Your Excellency.
But for now, Tumen Bay is a city trying to recover from the rule of Maya. Bakers still bake bread, butchers still prepare meat, and the young men of Tumen Bay, well, they still fly in the skies above the city.
Bro, what can you say?
A party approaching. Across the desert. There's a banner. It looks official. Are you all right?
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
My name's Frog.
Frog? What kind of a name is that?
It used to be my nickname, but... now it's my name.
What do you do, Frog? Do you croak? Do you eat flies?
No, I fly.
But you must have a real name.
No. I haven't seen you here before.
I live in the Bullpass Quarter. My father's a merchant.
A merchant of what?
What do I care? All he's interested in is making money. But there has to be more to life than that, don't you think?
Like what?
Well, what you do. Climbing the city walls, jumping off them, flying.
Well, it might look easy, but you need to know what you are doing.
Do you know what you're doing?
Of course. I've been doing it for years.
Then you can show me, can't you?
Hey. Who's this?
Matilla.
What's a girl like you doing with a sky rat like Frog?
Watching.
So, what'd you see?
What?
What, you from the sky? What did you see?
20 horsemen at least. They had a flag. I think it's the new prince come to marry our sultana.
Prince Harren, sir. Why have you stopped? I came here once as a child. I thought they had burnt it to the ground, but it's still so... I hope the Sultana is as beautiful. I hear she's a bit of a fighter.
That's right, sir. She's killed a few in her time. I wouldn't turn my back on her if I was you. Not till you know her.
Well, we'll see. Come on. I want to see what's behind those walls.
Forward!
Tuman Bay, Series 3, Episode 1. Tree of Sorrows by John Scott Dryden.
Tuman Bay has survived, as it always does. But it is a city weakened by Maya's brutal occupation. Everyone is rebuilding. It is a city of builders. And in one part of the city, away from the palace, at the house of my poor old friend, the slave trader Ibn Bey, his daughter Heaven, a young woman who will become part of this mystery, is rebuilding her life.
Yes?
Is the lady of the house at home?
What is it concerning?
I am a friend of her poor dear father, Ibn Bey.
Ah.
I felt it my duty to come by and see how my dear friend's daughter is faring, now that the dust has settled, so to speak.
Please, come in. I'm sorry for the mess.
Ah, don't mention it, my dear man. Don't mention it. We have all suffered. We are all rebuilding our lives.
My wife is with our child. Come out into the courtyard. I'll ask the maid to bring refreshments.
But I really don't want to trouble you.
It's no trouble. It's no trouble. Please.
So, you and my father were close?
Yes, Mrs. Heaven. The closest of friends. We were business associates. I'm also in the trade.
I see.
And, well, poor fellow, I'm so sorry for what happened.
Thank you.
You know, your father's reputation was like no other. Reputation is everything in this business. He was a man of his word.
He was a good man.
Your father may have mentioned me. How rude of me. Bavant. Malicifer Makbul Shermasi Bavant. But everyone knows me as just Bavant.
Well, my father rarely talked to me about his business.
Of course. And yet, even in business, he often talked about you, Mistress Heaven. Oh. Everything he did was for you.
Yes, well, he loved his family very much.
Well, he did, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I apologize for the state of the house.
Oh, not at all, Mistress, not at all.
They went through all my father's things after his arrest. So much was taken. And the rest, well, as you see.
Such a pity. But at least you have your husband and child.
Yes, we feel very fortunate. We lost her. She was taken from us during the occupation. We were lucky to find her.
Blessings come at the most surprising times. Yes.
Yes, if you will excuse me, I must go and see to her.
Well, there is something.
Yes?
Mistress, before you go to attend your child...
Of course.
How can I, Bavant, bring this up at such a... No, Bavant, you must. You know, your father would have wanted me to, as a man of honor. Yet...
What is it?
Mistress, Ibn Bey, your father, took a consignment of slaves from me and... Well, when all this happened, he never managed to pay me for them.
I see. Miriam?
Madam?
If you could please see to Pamina. Yes. I will come shortly.
Yes, mistress.
How much did my father owe you?
Oh, let me see. 40 head of the... I think it was 8, yes. 8 and 50, 50, Yes. 1,200 penari.
1,200?
Yes.
I will, of course, honor any debts my father may have had. You have a receipt, promissory note, or such like?
Oh, you can read.
I can.
Of course, sir. Of course, sir. Well, it was an agreement made between friends. And a man's word is his... I'm sure I have something I can bring to you to show. Of course.
Good. Good. Thank you for coming.
Yeah. So, what are your plans now?
We're going through my father's papers, learning all we can about his business. We plan to take it over, what's left of it, and try to build it up.
Good, yes. Well, there's a big demand for slaves at the moment. Everyone's rebuilding. You can capitalize on this.
That's what I keep telling her.
The problem, of course, these days, if you'll forgive me... the problem is supply. Have you thought about that?
We were lucky that one of Ibn Bay's ships was at a foreign port when the occupation happened.
Is that so?
My father was a shrewd man.
He was indeed. Where is your father's ship?
Where? Smyrna. My family's from there.
We have sent word to suppliers there, but...
Quality.
I'm sorry?
Your associates haven't found the quality of slaves you require. Am I right?
More or less.
The occupation has destroyed the supply chain. Now the Empire is weak, the routes aren't safe. And I'm sure any half-decent slaves you are able to acquire are expensive.
Yes, we are trying to raise funds.
Bhavant can see you are going to make a success at this.
Thank you, sir. We think so, too.
Look, I wouldn't normally do this, but Bhavant is going to hold off your father's debt.
Really? That's...
No, please, there's no need to thank me. In fact, I want to help you. I can see you need help. I can show you how the slave business works. Maybe Bhavant can even invest in your endeavors.
Tumen Bay is on its knees. To survive, alliances are required.
Your Majesty, His Excellency Prince Herod, son of the governor of Rashim Province.
What's going on?
The fabled white ape of the exotic world, captured by my stepfather in one of his many hunting expeditions to the lands of the Kalakara. A strange and wonderful creature of great value, and a fitting wedding gift to my beautiful bride.
Ah, I see. Very strange and wonderful. Thank you.
The sultans of Tumen Bay are famed throughout the world for their menagerie of exotic creatures. I hope my gift will help return the menagerie back to its former glory after these times of trouble.
Someone, please.
Your Majesty.
Take.
My niece, Manel, our new sultana.
Gregor?
Me.
Yes, Majesty.
Head of the palace guard.
Can you please find someone to feed and water our friend here?
Of course, Majesty.
Am I now also to be her official monkey handler?
Thank you. Take the ape to the menagerie. See to its well-being.
Yes, Excellency.
So, you call yourself a prince. But your father is a provincial governor. Is he now a king?
No. It's merely what my mother has always called me.
Prince. Herod.
Yes.
Huh.
To be honest, I'm a little awestruck by the sight of such perfection.
Ah, I see. Well, I thank you.
I mean the city. I thought it had been burnt to the ground by Maya, and yet it still stands so elegantly, so magnificently.
Yes, we are rebuilding and doing our best to repair what was destroyed by the zealots.
I've heard of your bravery, Majesty. How you slew Maya's regent.
Sarah, in this very room, in front of me. I had the chance to do it myself, but I didn't, or couldn't. Was I beguiled by her? They disappear into the walls. That's what she told me before she died.
Of course, we could not have defeated Maya without Commander Kulan, who built and led an army of slaves to storm the city.
Commander,
Father, it is an honor.
No, please, sir, it is not necessary.
You are the greatest commander Tumen Bey has ever known. I have read of your deeds in the histories.
I am merely a servant of Tumen Bey, and you will be too when you take my daughter's hand in marriage.
You will never know who the believers are until it's time for them to come out again.
With you at my side, we will make Tumen Bey.
They might be your neighbor. Great again. They might be your friend.
Majesty, if I may advise?
They might even be your advisor.
I would suggest at this point it would be a good idea to ask Prince Harrod to stand up.
Alkin, the traveler, now vizier to the Sultana, replacing that slimy worm Kadali, a man I hated and who hated me. In Tumen Bey, the art of living is the art of surviving.
Gregor, the meeting is over.
Oh, I...
It went well.
Yes. Yes, they seem a good match.
Where are you, Gregor?
I'm right here, brother. Watching, waiting, looking for anything out of the ordinary, keeping the Sultana safe. That's my job.
And have you seen anything out of the ordinary?
Apart from a white ape.
Ah.
There are things. Small things, perhaps, things that may point to...
Maya.
I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't look into everything that seems out of place.
Maya is defeated.
I found the door to my apartment unlocked.
When?
This morning. I always lock it.
Maybe you need to take some time off, Gregor.
There's too much to do.
You've been through a lot. The palace guard will see to...
Rooting out the spies? They could be spies. There are spies everywhere. They come out of the walls.
You're stuck in the swamp, Gregor. We've drained the swamp. There are other dangers now. Tumen Bey is weak. We need to rebuild. We need alliances.
Then you do your job and let me do mine.
He's a fool.
At least he's a handsome fool.
I'm a little awestruck by the sight of such perfection. On our first meeting. And he wasn't even talking about me?
He will look good, sitting beside you on the throne.
So would that monkey. His mother seriously calls him prince? I'm not going to marry a man whose mother calls him prince.
Yes, you keep taking one step forward and two steps back. Your father is right.
But why do I need a husband? I already have a lover.
Marriage is for legitimacy. Lovers are for pleasure. They are two separate things. Your father...
I am not my father, but I have proved myself. If you are so keen on him, why don't you go to him? I know you do.
Well, you are more beautiful and lovely.
If you have taught me anything, it is to mistrust funny words.
Majesty. All right. Try these words. You have no choice. It has to be done. You have to play this part, as I have to play the part of your vizier. It's all storytelling. We are part of the great story of Tumen Bey. Maybe you will understand that one day.
Who are you, really?
Really? We are who we are here and now. That's all that concerns us. And you need to marry this...
Spoiled, molly-cuddled mama's boy.
Yes, you need to do it.
Slave, take this.
Day after day, hour after hour, I pace the palace corridors looking for signs. How is it possible that she conquered an empire and then simply disappeared? Like water soaking away. There are so many collaborators out there still, hiding. It's my job to...
Excellency. Any progress?
Not yet, Excellency.
All right. Let's get to work.
So, you say you were just employed in the scriptorium?
Yes, Excellency. That's all.
But wasn't it your name on the arrest warrants? Didn't you... countersign them.
You know your name was on that order too. You told me to sign it. You were the worst collaborator of them all, and yet you, Gregor, you walk free! Do you feel no shame?
I look within myself for that shame, for even the tiniest speck. But, no.
Are you still in touch with her?
What do you mean?
Maya, how do you contact her? How does she reach you?
I have never even set eyes on her. All I did was my job. Just like you.
Continue.
Yes, Your Excellency.
No! No!
The others are too busy rebuilding. They think it's all over. Good luck to them. They don't see what I see.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, Excellency. I didn't realize you were here. We are repairing the damage to the walls. We will come back later.
You are the supervisor?
Yes, Excellency. Salim, Pasha of the Middle Division. Is there anything you require?
No.
Slowly we are bringing the palace back to its former glory.
Yes. Good. Carry on.
She's out there somewhere.
Yes, what is it? Hello? That which is dead will live again.
Is this a note from Maya for me?
You!
Yes.
Selim.
Excellency?
You were outside my rooms just now. Did you see anyone pass by?
Yes.
Yes?
A woman.
What did she look like?
I don't know. We were working and she just passed by. A lady slave, I thought. She wore a hood.
Which way did she go?
That way.
Is everything all right, Excellency?
You. Did anyone pass by this way?
No one, Excellency.
That which is dead will live again.
New traders are arriving daily. Be careful of them. Some will try to make their merchandise look fresher than they actually are. Then you get them home and discover that they can't even stand up without assistance. And some are a danger, especially if you have children in the house. See this one, for example. You! Step forward. Come. Come, slave. That's it. Don't be scared. That's right.
What are you doing? Akiva, stop him.
Effendi.
Did you see?
What are you doing?
He didn't even react, didn't even flinch.
You!
Sir?
What do you drug your slaves with?
No, Effendi, we would never drug us.
Crook! Thief! You drug your slaves with opiates.
I did not. That strength
of
character, that illness of mind.
Of character.
That's why it costs so much.
Don't talk to me. Come, my friends. Let's let go. That's it. Now, you must try to deal with the traitors who have the Sultan's seal, if you can find them. Most, unfortunately, are either dead or have left the city. I am one of the very few of the old guard left.
Heaven?
Yes?
It is heaven, isn't it? Ibn Bey's own flesh and blood.
Yes.
I am so sorry about your father. He was a good man.
Thank you.
Life, eh? He had some bad luck, your father.
He did. How is business now?
Not good. Not good. For a while, the ship stopped delivering slaves altogether. Now they are trickling in, but really not the quality customers expect. You know, teen boys from the swamps, often with disease. But perhaps things will improve with time.
Heaven, Akiva, come. It's not a good idea to get familiar with this. Come.
We will get some tea. So, I took the liberty of preparing an agreement.
An agreement for what?
Well, our business arrangements, of course, mistress. I'll read it for you, and then your husband can sign.
No. I will read it, and I will sign it.
Ah, of course. Of course, please.
My wife has a shrewder eye for the detail than me.
She gets it from her father. Wonderful. Wonderful. You know, this place used to be buzzing. You could barely get a seat without...
I'm not quite clear what this means.
Yes, yes, mistress. That's just a standard clause. It just authorizes Baban as your agent to act in your name, high crews, you know, by the slaves.
Well, it's necessary if...
I'm providing the expertise. I need to have your authority to... I've got 500 slaves in Smyrna, paid for, just waiting to be collected.
I don't feel comfortable. Look, just...
I want you to be comfortable, my dear girl.
If Bavand is to supply the slaves, it makes sense he should have the authority to...
Look, I can see you need to think about this. I'll step outside and you can discuss. Please, discuss away. Bavand wants you to be happy.
What's wrong?
I don't know. I don't trust him.
This is a good deal. Everyone is desperate for slaves.
Supposing he sails off with my father's ship and we never hear from him again?
Why would he? He wants to make money from the slaves. Where better to sell them than in Tumambe?
I can't sign over my authority to him. I just can't.
Then you will be a slave merchant without any slaves to sell.
Listen, Akiba, I need to go with him.
What are you talking about?
To Smyrna. He needs to be watched. We can't let him just...
What? I don't understand.
You can come too.
And our child?
Or you can stay home and take care of her.
It's not safe.
We got here together across the desert, didn't we?
That was when the Empire was strong. Now there are bandits everywhere.
We'll go by sea.
There are storms, shipwrecks, pirates. Look, I'll go.
No. You'd be too trusting. You don't know anything about this business.
Nor do you.
I've watched my father... I may not have done it, but I watched him and he was good at it. And the one thing I know is you need to be there to know what's going on. Bavan says he's got 500 slaves at Smyrna. We don't know that.
He seems like a good man to me.
Yeah. My point exactly.
Everything all right?
Sit, please sit.
The palace scriptorium.
Excellency, what an honor it is that you should grace our library with
your... Yes. This line, where does it come from?
That which is dead will live again. Yes, it's familiar. It's wrong.
What?
Whoever wrote it has got it wrong. It should be will rise again. It's from an old poem by the, let me see. It's amazing we managed to save so much of this material. That so much of it survived is, well, a miracle.
Yes, get on with it.
It's somewhere up there with the commentaries. You, boy!
Yes, Watson.
Hop up the ladder, will you, and bring me, volume 56 of the,
I think it's the histories.
That's the one. So much of the good stuff was, well, it's not commonly known, of course. Maya's people weren't destroying it. They were selling it. They needed the money to pay for their armies. Ah, thank you. Look at the binding on this. The decoration, the beautiful scroll work.
Yes, please. The quote.
Well, it's a short poem by the Fayan mountain poet Abenal. Yes. There's your poem, Excellency.
I don't understand it.
Of course. I will translate it for you. That which is dead will rise again. The riverbed will flow once more. The tree of sorrows from the dust emerge. With the eye of the bird, the sword of light appears. The golden domes but specks on a tapestry of time.
Wonderful. Just
wonderful.
Yes, but what does it mean? What is the Sword of Light, the Tree of Sorrows?
It's poetry. He is taking us from the depths of despair to the soaring heights like a bird looking down from the sky. It's said that Abinal was one of the very first kite flyers in the city when he was a boy. And that's how he crippled himself. People look up at them today and think, that's just what the youth are doing. But there are drawings from many centuries ago. The kite flyers are nothing new. I can show you. Here, in this volume here. My lord? My lord! Where did he go?
The kite flyers. The gangs of youths who tempt chance with their lives daily. For what? A moment of sheer, unadulterated excitement? A moment of truth? I can understand that.
Hey, you there? Hey, don't run, don't run.
I mean you no harm. I want to talk to you.
You want to join us, Grandfather?
I wouldn't presume to be able to do what you do. I can see that it takes great skill.
That it does, Excellency.
You know who I am.
I know well enough. Have you come to arrest us?
No. I need your help.
Our help?
You have seen the city from the sky. Tell me, what is the Sword of Light?
The Sword of Light? I've never heard of it.
Are you sure?
You'll have to ask one of your informers or spies. We're the Sky Rats. We don't talk to no one.
It's where the Grand Road comes into the city and joins the Street of the Swords.
What?
From above, it looks like a sword. You can see it from the highest towers, but otherwise you wouldn't know it was there. Unless you were flying, like us.
And the Tree of Sorrows?
I have never heard of the Tree of Sorrows.
You, boy, I recognize you from somewhere.
I don't think so, Effendi.
You were the child who had visions. You came to the palace once to meet the Sultan.
No, not me.
A toad or frog. Yes. Is that your name?
You are mistaken, sir.
Hey, frog! Frog!
I have to go.
Frog. That's right.
Don't talk to him. He's a spy from the palace.
What did he want?
Hey, you! This is the Sky Rat Street.
Yeah, so?
Don't come here unless you want to get killed.
He's very aggressive.
He has to be. Have to protect our patch. No one else is going to do it for us.
This is where you live?
We are the rats who live in the city. All the money we beg and steal, we use to build kites. And that's what we do.
He knew you.
Who?
That man from the palace.
He said he did.
What did he mean about the visions?
What?
I was standing right there.
I have no idea. He thought I was someone else.
Then how did he know your name?
My parents thought I had the powers of prophecy. When I was young, I used to have dreams. My father worked at the palace, and once I was brought in front of the Sultan. I predicted a great victory, but I was wrong. Dreams can mean whatever you want them to. I don't have them anymore, and I'm glad, because they were horrible dreams. Won't your father be wondering where you are?
My father is too busy to care about where I am. But I have to go back to see my little brother.
Why?
He likes to see me before he goes to sleep.
Must be nice, having a family.
I will come back later. I'll bring food.
Thank you, but we don't need your charity.
I want to stay on the streets with you. I want to see how the Sky Rats live.
Suit yourself.
Fine.
As you can see, there is a lot to be done. We are still rebuilding the city.
Well, I hope I'll be able to be some help.
Why? Are you good at building?
What do you mean?
Putting up scaffolds, knocking down walls, lifting rocks.
Well, I'm not sure.
Oh, there is a shortage of workers now.
Well, I mean, I have seen the slaves building an extension to my mother's summer lodge, but...
I'm joking.
You looked so worried.
Oh. Ah, yes.
Maya's people took everything.
See?
That's the Grand Dome. It used to be covered in gold. Now we have to replace it with copper. But in time, we will make Tumen Bay what it was.
It's a great task, and sincerely, I really do want to help in any way I can.
I know you do. And I appreciate what you and your family have done to help us in our time of need.
Look, I know as well as you do. We've been pushed into this. It's politics. But we don't need to be the victims of it. We can ride this horse and see where it takes us. I know you have someone.
What are you talking about?
I've heard, and you're loyal to her, and that's all right by me. I understand that. I admire it. I'm not some great hulking barbarian who's going to throw myself on you. I mean, do I look like a barbarian?
Not exactly.
Look, you and I will do what we have to do, and who knows? We may even enjoy it. You have such a nice open face when you laugh. Why don't we just agree? We'll sleep together when the prophets demand, and we'll leave each to our own. We'll come together to sit in council, to make decisions, rule the empire.
Decisions?
We need to make Tumen Bay great again.
Look, I don't think you understand.
What?
You will not be Sultan. You will be consort to the Sultana. But you will have no power to rule.
Oh.
I'm sorry, but this is...
No. I'm so glad you said that, because what I said about the council, that was my mother speaking, not me. I never wanted to be a ruler or a king or anything. I just want to get on with my life. Enjoy myself.
Well, that's settled then.
So let's agree. It can be our secret. In public, we are Prince and Sultana. And I'll do everything required of me to put on a good show. And in private, we live the lives we want to live. Without fear or shame. Do you agree?
But what exactly are we agreeing to?
No, don't say anything. Just smile like you did a few moments ago. And I'll know.
Are you going somewhere?
What is it to you?
Where is your guard?
Relax, brother.
You've been seen in the city alone.
I'm not at liberty to discuss it. Why are you having me watched?
Only for your protection. I'm worried about you, Gregor.
Good to know.
There are people with scores to settle.
Nah, well, that's my job, Kulan, to know what's going on. Maybe you should concern yourself with your job. How well could Tumen Bay defend itself from attack, I wonder?
There are people in the city who think you collaborated with Maya's regime.
Commander, Excellency.
Open.
Be careful, Gregor.
I'm always careful, brother.
No, you used to be careful.
Daggers for you, sir.
No.
Daggers with rubies in the hilt.
No, thank you.
Looking for something special?
Perhaps.
Tempered steel. Made by our very own craftsman. Take it. Feel the weight.
Not bad.
Oh, feel the edge. You see? Now hold it out. I'll... Watch this. I drop the silk cloth onto it and... You see? You won't find this quality anywhere else in the street. You'd have to go to, I don't know, Marshar or...
I'm looking for the Tree of Sorrows. I'm told it was in this area. Father? Father?
He's looking for the Tree of Sorrows.
Oh, yes? Why?
I'm from the library. We're rebuilding, recataloguing, finding out what has been lost and what we've saved. There's a poem by Abinal that talks of the Tree of Sorrows.
It's not a tree at all. It's a well. They used to throw unfaithful wives down it.
Where is it?
They built over it years ago. Just there, at the end of the street. Where the cafe is.
I recognize you.
I don't think so.
You say you are from the palace library.
That's right.
No. You were with the rebels, weren't you?
Yes. Perhaps.
No, no, no. Wait. You are the man who betrayed my brothers. You informed Gregor.
No,
you are mistaken.
A traitor! A collaborator! A traitor!
No. How sharp did you say this sword was?
I wouldn't shout if I were you. Children? Huh? Do you have children?
Yes.
Good. Now, I'm going to give you the chance to live. I'm going to walk away into the crowd, but if you or your father here shouts again, I'm going to come back for you. Maybe not today, but sometime soon, with the palace guard, you understand? And you will be very, very apologetic to your father here, your wife, and your children for destroying their futures. Is that clear?
Yes.
How much?
Very.
No. How much for the sword?
220.
Never mind. Keep the change. I thought I knew every corner of this city. But it turns out I don't know much at all.
Frog, wake up. Were you having one of your dreams?
No. I don't have them anymore.
I know that isn't true. What did you dream?
It doesn't make any sense.
Maybe I can help you understand it.
I saw a fat man tied to a post. He was talking. Talking so much. But I couldn't hear anything he said. Soldiers were standing all around him. A woman. The Sultana, perhaps. But not our Sultana. She was older. I think our Sultana was there also, watching from behind. The older Sultana looked at the fat man with fire in her eyes. She was going to do something terrible to him. But then his tongue came out of his mouth, like a lizard. It just kept on coming. On and on. And then she cut it off, and it fell to the ground. And it turned into a snake and slithered away through the sand.
Mr. Zay, you having another one of your dreams?
No, we were just...
If I can see into the future, you know.
Yes.
Why don't you read my future?
I can't just...
He never wants to help his friends.
It's not that. I have no real powers to...
Give her a reading.
No.
Don't lie. I heard you just tell her about it. Now tell me mine, or I'll have to...
No! Leave him!
Well? What is it?
Nothing.
I saw it in your face. Just now. You saw something. What was it?
You're going to be a sea captain. No, a famous pirate. And you'll take on all of Tumen Bay's navy.
And would I beat them?
Oh, yes. For sure. You will be feared by all. And you will have 9 children.
9 children, eh? Not bad.
Can I get you anything else, Effendi?
There used to be a well here, didn't there?
Actually, it's still here, around the back. Died up years ago.
The Tree of Sorrow, I understand it was called.
Are you from the palace?
Why?
I've been expecting you, Excellency.
Why is that?
Take this key and go down the passageway there. You will see a small courtyard, and there is a door just beyond it.
Yes, but who gave you this?
I know nothing. I'm just a messenger. He's waiting for you there.
He? Who is waiting for me?
I just delivered the instructions. Please. Just along there.
That's right.
That's impossible. You're dead.
Do I look dead, my dear fellow?
Season 3, Episode 1 of Tumen Bay, Tree of Sorrows, featuring Rufus Wright, Aisha Hart, Amir El-Masri, and Olivia Popica, was written and directed by me, John Scott Dryden, with music by Sasha Putnam and editing and sound design by Eloise Whitmore. Tumen Bay is created by me and Mike Walker and produced by Emma Hearn and Nadia Khan. For more details, including scripts and cast list, visit tumenbay.com.